What should I know before starting an e-commerce business? Well, I'm gonna give you 10 things that I've actually learned over the past 12 years, and we're gonna dive into what those 10 things are to succeed if you're gonna start an e-commerce business in 2021. We're gonna get to that right now. All right, so welcome back. It is Damien from Marketing Food Online. So in this video, I'm actually going to boil down what I have actually learned over the past 12 years as an e-commerce entrepreneur. We started, my wife and I, over 12 years ago online, and we created our snack and candy business, and we have sold in excess of nearly $1 million in product through our snack and candy businesses on our 6 e-commerce websites. I have built them on Weebly, I've built them on Shopify, and we have multiple platforms like Amazon, eBay, and Etsy, just to name a few. So, what exactly do you need to know in order for you to start an e-commerce business? So I'm gonna go through these 10 different things. They are in a specific order, so you wanna make sure you kinda go through them and check them off. If you don't have any e-commerce experience, these are definitely gonna give you a great foundation for you to understand what is expected and what to do to make you a legitimate business. Now, many of these steps are very, very similar to actually brick and mortar businesses because you need to take it as just that. A legitimate business. If you're looking to create a hobby, you might as well stop watching the video right now. Just continue to do your hobby, but I would highly recommend that if you want to take it seriously, you need to do the following 10 things. So what are those 10 things, Damien? Number one, secure a business name. Now, before you even begin to come up with an idea for a business itself or write a business plan, you need to make sure that you actually can get the business name. Because believe it or not, you have to do what's known as a business name search. They have to have a name search done on the type of name that you're going to choose in order to make sure that it's obviously not already taken. Now, Damien, does this have to do with a domain name? Not necessarily. You want to create the business name itself first prior to going to the next step. Okay, so if you get the name and you secure it, do you want to use that as the specific domain name or do you have a different domain name? I would highly recommend in this day and age, I would say use a business name as a domain name because that will coincide when you begin to brand your business. You don't want to have a multitude of different names or slogans or logos or phrases. That's going to throw off your customer and they're not going to know either what the name of your business is or is this the slogan or logo or is this your trademark. It's going to get confusing. Get your business name, number one. So number two, domain name for your website. So then you want to move on to securing a domain name. Now, by the way, Marketing Food Online actually has a ton of software and also internet and e-commerce features available down below this video in the description section. You can actually check for a domain name directly through us, and that is one of the new features that we offer. But you want to secure a domain name, okay? So if it happens to be damienselectronics.com, if that's the name of your company, then you want to plug that in and see if the domain is available. Now, most likely when your business name is available, it is a very good likelihood that the domain name will be available. Remember, they're two totally different things, and in some cases, it may be difficult to find a domain. Now, when you want to do this, make sure that you're searching for a domain name that is specifically small, easy to remember, not very long, not a huge amount of information, up to about 2, maybe 3 words at the most, or if you can get it with even one word, which is very difficult to do, you might want to do that as well. So if it happens to me, you know, damienselectronics.com, check to see if that's available, if that happens to be the name of your business, and that way you can tie the two together to make it easy to remember for your customers. Number three, the business legal structure. So now this is super, super important. If you're happen to start a business from home, which a lot of e-commerce businesses are starting from home, you want to make sure that it is going to be something beneficial for you from tax purposes and the legal purposes. There's, of course, corporations, S-Corp and C-Corp. There's an LLC. There's sole proprietorship. So there's a variety. I personally, what I did with my wife and I, we decided to create an LLC. That's a limited liability corporation. They are super simple to form. You can actually form them online, even down in the descriptions. You can check out inkfile.com. You can literally create an LLC in a matter of like 5 or 6 minutes. So you could do that online and then eventually transition to a different type of filing or entity status, as it's known. You could do an S-Corp or C-Corp. Why is that important? Because as an LLC, when you're creating a home-based business, there are a ton of tax benefits. By the way, I'm not a tax consultant, nor am I an accountant. So you want to make sure you check with your accountant on this. I'm simply giving you advice based upon what I've experienced and what's worked for me. So create an LLC, limited liability corporation. There is a ton of tax advantages when you utilize your home for any purpose based on your business. So if you happen to have an office in the spare bedroom, if you happen to be using a basement or garage and you enclose that and that happens to be where your inventory is, keep in mind that there's a lot of tax benefits to this and check with your accountant specifically. Number four, you need to make sure you get an EIN. This is an employer identification number. This is for tax purposes, and this lets the IRS give you a number specifically for your business. So when you begin to file your taxes, you want to make sure that all of the income is accounted for as well as all of your expenses. That's going to be what you're going to be taxed upon, of course. And again, check with your accountant on specifics on that as well. But an EIN is ultra important, especially as I mentioned in the beginning of the video, if you're going to take this seriously and you need to create a business, a legitimate business, push aside the idea that it's a hobby and go forward and get yourself an EIN. It's a very important number. Next up, number five, licenses and permits. Now, if you happen to be starting a business from home, you better check with a lot of different things. Number one, the local county and city and what they require as far as permits and licenses when you operate a business, no matter what it is, from home. You need to make sure you've got those in line and intact, because if you don't, you could get fined or you can get into some trouble. Now, if you're operating a business from home and you live in a neighborhood that has a homeowners association, a lot of people don't realize this, but HOAs have within the clauses in the bylaws, you need to make sure that you are allowed to actually operate a business from home. 90% of the time, I would say probably it would be perfectly fine, depending on the type of business. Obviously, you cannot open a mechanic shop in the middle of the neighborhood, but check with your homeowners association. Find out specifically if you're allowed to, okay? Next up is the zoning laws. Cities and counties have specific zoning laws, which will allow you to open businesses from your home and or you need to be in a commercial place or a commercial facility. Make sure that you know the zoning laws as well. These are seriously important things because they could potentially cause some legal problems for you down the road. So make sure you do that. Okay, so number six, vendors and those supplying your supplies. Now, finding the right vendors and making sure that they can supply your products, whatever they are, whatever you're choosing, make sure that you have somebody who can back you up, especially if you are at a point where they run out of a product and you need more of it. I highly recommend to all my clients I do consultations with is to have two or even three people who supply a specific product. For us, we actually make snacks and candy, so we rely a lot on ingredients. Okay, so we have multitudes of people, suppliers, in case we actually get one supplier that's out of one item, and this happens quite a bit, or their prices go up, you wanna find the best price, you need to have two to three people in line in order for you to make sure you have the right suppliers. Now, if you happen to be making a product, if you're not gonna buy a product and simply put it on a shelf and warehouse it and then sell it, you're going to buy a multitude of ingredients or supplies and then create a finalized product, make sure that you have everyone in line in case one of those suppliers run out, because if you happen to get a lot of orders and you're out of your product, you're out of business, right? So make sure you have vendors in line, but do it more than just once. Now have about two or three of them set up, okay? Next up, number seven, you need to market and promote your e-commerce business. There is a huge misconception when people start e-commerce businesses that, oh my goodness, I have a website. You pat yourself on the back and you think you're gonna become a millionaire over the next 10 to 12 days. That is not even true, not even close. Just like any other brick and mortar business, it takes advertising, marketing, and promotion. So how do you do that? You need to market it online. How do you market it? Well, you need to have a social media presence. You need to run ads if you choose to do that. Facebook, Google, and so on. You need to make sure that you are doing this because you have to get the word out. There's a lot of competition for all kinds of products, doesn't matter what it is, but you need to make sure that you market and promote it. Otherwise, you have a website where there is no traffic and nobody's going to you because nobody knows who you are. Now, if you have a few friends in your neighborhood or your community, that's great, but a few friends are not gonna pay your bills. You need to make sure that you've got hundreds of thousands of people or even millions of people being aware of your product or your service or whatever it is that you're doing. So make sure that you spend the time and if you have to, spend the money to market your products. Now, most of what we do actually for our candy and snack business is free. We just use marketing, we use social media, and then we have certain techniques and methods that use that are very simple and easy to do, but you know what? They don't cost us much at all or even anything. I hardly ever run Facebook ads because I just use social media. Now, if you're new to this and you're not familiar with how to do that, then that's okay. You can also go to Fiverr even, and down below, there'll be a link in the description. There are people on Fiverr who could freelance and help you market your website if you just don't know how to do that. That's fine. If you need help even creating a website, Fiverr can do that as well. So check down in the description. I actually have Fiverr freelancers do quite a bit of our logos and some other design work for us, and even some promotional work and blog posts. And they are very inexpensive, easy ways to actually promote a product. So you don't have to know it all, nor do you have to do it all becoming an entrepreneur. Next up, number 8, you need to have insurance. Okay, so no matter what you're selling, it doesn't make a difference. You need to have business insurance. If you're selling a widget or a screwdriver or a cookie or a bundt cake, make sure that you have insurance, because things happen. People hurt themselves, or they use something wrong, or they eat something, get sick, whatever case may be. Insurance needs to be a priority in your business after you actually get all of these things set up. You need to have insurance in place. So do check that out. And down below, if you wanted to check, I believe there's a handful of different companies you can check on that as well. Okay. Number 9, you want to maintain your inventory. Now, earlier we talked about finding a vendor for your product or your ingredients or whatever it is that your supplies that you need. That's one thing. That is not the same as maintaining your inventory. Okay. Once you get the vendors or the suppliers, you need to be on top of your inventory. If you happen to be physically inventorying product in a warehouse, you need to make sure you maintain those levels. If you have software that's available that can track all of your inventory as well, make sure that you have a sufficient amount of inventory. Especially, you need to be aware of seasonality. When it comes to products, things that sell really well in summer, if you go into the beginning of summer and you don't have the products in hand, you're not gonna be making any money. So you need to forecast out between 2 to 3 months ahead of schedule to understand what type of seasonality, what special event, what's coming up that I need to be aware of. That way you can maintain inventory and you'll never be out, because that's the idea of obviously selling products, is just that. You need to have the product to sell. Going into fourth quarter, the holiday season, by September even, mid-September at the latest, you need to be on top of whatever the inventory is that sells well in your business. You need to have it on hand, because going into Christmas and holiday season, it begins to pick up like a roller coaster. And if you don't have the product, you don't have a business. So make sure you maintain your inventory. Last but not least, number 10, this is really, 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 really important. And it's something that you need to be on top of, is the renewing of permits and licenses annually. You need to make sure your insurance policies, if it happens to be either every 6 months to 12 months, that is renewed and you stay on top of those. Or if it's a permit or license to do business in the county or city, know that these are normally annually renewed. And if you don't do that, you're going to be in some serious hot water. Now, this was something when we first started our business, actually with the state, this was about 12 years ago, but I had forgotten about renewing a certain license, and it was not a pretty thing. You wanna make sure that you stay on top of these things, and you know that you also need to budget for them. So if your business is doing a little bit of extra money, put aside a few $100 one month and a few $100 the next month, just to ensure that you have the money available so you can get these paid on time when they are due. Of course, being in the canning and stack business, the Department of Agriculture inspects us. That is one of the major, major things we have to renew every year, and then we schedule an actual inspection. Then that's a big process, and for us to do that, we have to pay that actual license and permit. So you wanna make sure that you're on top of your licenses and permits. So e-commerce business, those are 10 things in a nutshell, basically to show you and let you know what is important and what you need to think about before you actually start an e-commerce business. So if that happens to be the question, what should I know before starting an e-commerce business? That is exactly what I just told you. So if you have any questions about these 10 things, let me know down below in the comments. And again, check for more resources down in the description. We have a ton of other things to help you get these 10 things up and running. And then that way you will succeed. So I will see you guys on our next video. Take care.